Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
744, 16 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, June 5th. 5 days in the hurricane season. All quiet. Good. But that's about what we expect for this time of year. Jeff Williams joins us now, Senior Project Manager with the Army Corps of Engineers, to talk about pumps and the outfall canals and corrosion and so forth. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm all right. So are you a civilian or a military officer?
I am a civilian.
Okay. So I was going to call you captain or whatever, but instead maybe I guess I'll just call you Jeff.
That is fine.
Let's start with, just as an overview before we talk about where the repairs were completed. I think sometimes people know but forget. Explain the way the outfall canals are designed and how they drain the city, please.
Yes. So in normal operating conditions, most of the times, hopefully ever, we never have to use those pumps. But as we know, every drop of water, that rainwater that is drained out of the city, flows through those outfall canals that Sewage and Water Board pumps out to the lake on a everyday basis. Right. So normally it rains, it goes through Sewage and Water Board's pump station, gets into the outfall canals and gets out into Lake Pontchartrain. However, we know that the new HISDRA system was designed with a perimeter defense, which is at the lake front. Part of that system is at the lake front right now. Mm-hmm. And when those, we have a threat of a storm, the system is closed, but yet we still have rain that needs to get out. So when the system is closed, those stations at the PCC, P stations at London, Orleans, and 17th Street Canal is used to pump water outside of the system while it is closed to get the rainwater out of the system.
So normally the water drains into the outfall canals. It goes into the lake. However, during a hurricane, they got to close the gates on those canals because water could push in from the lake. As a result, you still got to get the water out of the city. That's where these pumps come in, correct, to pump it out of the canals.
Indeed.
And into the lake, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. I'm just making sure I understand it. Tell me what was going on with the pumps. Well, first of all, where are these outfall canals? Tell me where they are.
They are at the 17th Street Canal near West End, and then at London and Orleans Avenue along the lakefront. You probably see the reddish-orange brick buildings as you drive down Lakeshore Drive, but that's where they're located.
So what happened with the pumps that were put in, or corrosion? Take me through that.
Yeah, so back in July of 2021, pump number one at London Avenue shut down doing testing, doing overheating. Levee Authority, FPA, Flood Protection Authority, alerted us through a request for technical assistance. And after several testing and trying to figure out what's going on, we removed and inspected the pumps in early 2022, revealing severe corrosion, which was a design deficiency affecting the long-term reliability of the station. The pumps were designed for a 35-year service life, and we were only a few years into the its design life, which then, of course, said something is wrong here. And that triggered concerns not only at that one single pump at London Avenue. We thought it would be a great idea to go and inspect the remaining 16 pumps, and that's what we did. And we've been at it since 2023 to get those pumps inspected and repaired.
So the problem was, and I don't want to get too far into the mechanics of this, but as I understand it, it was supposed to be stainless steel, and they were built with carbon steel, and now they're all stainless steel? Or am I making stuff up, Jeff?
No. You got it right. It was some dissimilar metals in the design with stainless steel and carbon steel, that those dissimilar metals and lack of cathodic protection caused the corrosion much earlier than anticipated. So part of the repair was to go in and upgrade major parts of the system to stainless steel.
So now we don't have any concerns moving forward, right?
No, we are fit to fight. All 17 pumps are complete. We understand what the issue was. The engineers in this process all understood what was going on and came up with a repair plan that we are confident in to give us that 35-year design life.
Fit to fight. I like that. You make that up?
No, this is the Army. That's how
that's how
we talk, right?
Especially when it comes to hurricane season. When it comes to hurricane season, that's what we want, fit to fight. Let me take a break.
Absolutely.
We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Williams, Senior Project Manager with the Army Corps of Engineers. Jeff, real quick, was it designed for carbon, or was it a design flaw, or did they build it wrong? I'm just curious.
No, this is what we call a design deficiency, and, there's legal implications. We're working all that out, but we got the work done. That was the most important thing.
The main thing. All right, 7:50, 10 till 8, more we come back, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.